I'm locked up now. Relax, honey. Struggling? It doesn't get you anywhere. And why struggle? You're where you want to be. In the loving embrace of my chains. I hold the keys. I can give you as much mobility as I want. And I can take it all away if I choose. And your only choice was coming to me, but you made that choice a long time ago. And choice is no longer something you have to worry about. Isn't it, sweetheart? It's almost as if you've been conditioned, but the conditioning isn't what makes you so eager to do so. That's all. You. I've brought it to the surface, but you've always deep down been this slut who wants to obey a woman, to be chained up and unable to move while she runs her hand down the side of your face or comfortingly. And whispers such subversive, such dirty, kinky thoughts. And you can't escape them. Can't escape me. You're perfect this way. Perfect. And mine, my sweet boy. Relax and release any thoughts of a world outside this room, outside of you and me. Right now, I am more real to you than anyone. No one else is present. It's just us. And you can relax knowing I won't judge you for the slut I am about to make you. For the dirty deeds you are about to commit under my direction. No, Would you are capable of under my guidance and control? My sweet little hypno puppet. I may be a bit of a tomboy, but I've always loved playing with dolls. It's so fun how you can just completely manipulate them, move them, give them characters and thoughts, motivations. Your motivation is simple. You're a horny boy who needs to submit. Your cock motivates you. Even if it is the chemicals in your brain rewarding you, regardless of sexual outcome, so long as you are properly dominated. I love playing with you. Playing with your mind. Playing with your senses. Using all sorts of fun little tricks to get the desired result when conditioning you. And like the puppet you are, I am going to pull your strings. Now, it won't matter if your hand obeys my commands because you are in trance, or because I told you to move out. The end is the same, and so is the process. Your perception of things is all that changes. Believe it or not, you are entranced. How else could you explain the things you have done? Such a dirty boy. Oh, my sweet boy. Such a dirty, dirty, dirty boy. But you like being dirty, don't you? My voice and my control puts you in a haze. And every action you take while listening to me more firmly commits your mind to the idea that I am in charge. Such a nice thought, isn't it? That you submit to me. That you are submissive. You are a slut. And where your lust used to rule you, now I have stepped in. Taken control of your cock. Taken control of when it is used. And to what? And you've been very good. And it feels really good to come when I tell you. How I tell you. Doesn't it, slut? Say yes, Domina. Come on, be a good boy. Say it out loud. Good boy. Say it every time I ask you a question. Do you understand? Good boy. See? Being out of trance has no bearing on whether you obey me. You have been conditioned. You are being controlled. And it is just so easy to let me take even more of your autonomy away. It feels so good. Such a wonderful. Release. You feel lighter when I add chains. Feeling stronger when I make you weak. And the more vulnerable you allow yourself to be, the safer you feel. Trust me, I might have a mischievous side, but that just keeps me from being boring. I would never hurt you. Use and abuse in a consensually kinky setting. Well, yeah. I will absolutely do that to you. But I will always have your best interests at heart. So just relax. Breathe deeply and comfortably. And feel the chains over top of you. Yeah. Breathe nice and deep for me. Good boy. Eyes closed, but you can still visualize what the chains look like. Silver with a bluish glow. I bought the nice chains for you, my slut. The width of your thumb, traveling the length of you. Holding everything from your neck to your ankles down. Arms spread out, cuff. And slut. I want you to feel my hands spreading your arms out further. Feeling my hands pulling at the cuffs attached to your wrists. Stretching you. But leaving enough leeway so you can be comfortable. Pain and discomfort is not my goal here, as my hands play with locks. Securing them. Securing you. You will find. When you allow your mind to dip into your mental state, that each time you hear a lock, click, shut, each time you know you are being locked deeper into restraints, that each lock snicked shut and secure makes you feel better, happier. Breathe, relax, sink deeper into a subspace that is warm and wonderful. Feel in your mind a sensation of your mind dropping with each locking click you hear. I want you to picture it, okay? However your subconscious brings it about is fine. The important bit is the feeling. Feeling a drop with each snick of a lock being shut. As I move over your body, feel as I move my hands over you, going to the chains and playing with the ones resting across your neck, checking to make sure you can breathe comfortably, breathe deeply. They don't press down. But they do keep you secure like a leashed collar. And I need to lock both sides of these chains so you can really be mine. First, one. Feeling your mind drop. And then the other. Heavy, but so comfortably so. Your mind heavy. And the chain on your body heavy. But the heavier it is, it just feels like a giant comforter with the emotional response it brings. Comfy. Safe. Relax. Drop into this mindset. You are a slave. You are being attended to by your master. There is nothing you can do. There is nothing you need to do. You can just relax and listen. And drench yourself in just how good it feels. How nice. As you feel my hands move down, touching your chest, moving the chains just right, locking them in place to the eye hook I installed on the bed. Relaxing more with each one. First, one side. And then the other. Mind dropping as if a floor is being taken away. Feeling yourself falling deeper with each snack, each rustle of the chain, each tug against it, each an affirmation of your situation. Your resistance melted away and unnecessary. Accepting that your movement is a privilege. Your movement is something I control. Relax and breathe. I'm adjusting the ones near your hips now. Under your belly button, above your cock mount. So if you get really hard, your cock will fall back onto the cold steel. First, one side. Perfect. And then the other. Relaxing and dropping even deeper. Spreading your legs now. Spread for me, my little slut. You feel me between them as I spread them, and your muscles give in to my will. Spread. Leave yourself open. Wider, slut. Feel as my hands move down your legs, admiring and caressing. To take the ankle cuffs and move them closer to the corners and securing them with chain. First one side. And then the other. weird boy. Completely held down with chains. Feel every thought you have. Every semblance of will and awareness. Drop. Good boy. Know that when I told you to spread, you spread. And you did so because I told you to. The reason why my words caused an active reaction to your body is not important. But you will find it easier and easier for my words to have this effect. Hearing me tell you to do something causes your body to obey. Unthinkingly, no hesitation. It's natural to obey me. A conditioned response that grows stronger each and every time you obey me. In or out of trance. Now are you ready to have some fun? Good boy. I love it. I want to watch you play with yourself. But completely under my control. You are my puppet. And just need a string. My voice. My commands. They string you along and it is so easy. To let my words command your muscles. Feel as I go to the hand you are accustomed to fapping with. And unchain that wrist. I'm leaning on the cuff, but unlocking it. Rest and relax. From now on, whenever I tell a part of your body to move, you will obey. Even if your mind is asleep, your body belongs to me and responds to me. Take your now released hand and raise it high up, as if I were lifting it up. Feel me lifting it up, pulling on your wrist to raise your arm, bringing it to hover over your belly, and dropping it. Drop. Bring your hand to your cock. Don't stroke yet. Today you're going to stroke to the rhythm I give you. And I'm going to use this lock to keep you on pace. Once we begin, your hand should be stroking your cock up. Every time you hear the lock open, and stroke down each time I lock it shut. I am going to control your tempo. Understand that you are not jerking off. I am using you, like the puppet you are, to jerk off a cock that is mine, with a hand that is mine. My words are your strings. And it's so much easier to let your body go limp and simply follow my commands. Up when the lock opens. Down when the lock shuts. Good boy.
Just
good
stroke.
Puppet.
And down. That's right. up and down, up and down. Good boy, my sweet boy. You make me so happy when you obey. Up and down. You make me so happy when you're such a sweet little slut for me. When you stroke, following the locks, letting them lead your tempo. Up and down. Each unlocking, each locking, crashing into your senses as a form of fractionation, sending your mind spinning down deeper, deeper into trance, deeper into my control, deeper into pleasure. With every stroke, every up and down motion, making your cock swell more and more, as your brain's thoughts swell past comprehension, past thinking, until you aren't thinking. You are an unthinking little drone, my little puppet, whose hand I can move up and down, up and down, up and down, as I choose, as I see fit. And you are helpless to do anything except take it. Take it and stroke for me. Stroke and show your allegiance. Stroke and show your helplessness. Your sweet little vulnerable mind. Mine. Completely mine. Up and down. Up and down. Stroking faster as my mood sees fit, as my whim takes control of your limbs. As you do as I please, as I want. You succumb and you submit, and there's nothing you can do except stroke. Faster now. Up and down. Feeling the urge to orgasm, the need to come. Feeling that build-up, building inside of you stronger and stronger and stronger as you stroke, stroke, stroke. Knowing that stroke is a trigger, it's one I've already implanted inside of you. Stroke is a trigger that makes your orgasm that's coming on you so much stronger, so much more overpowering as you feel it building and you stroke. And you need to go faster. You want the locks to go faster. You want me to make you stroke faster and faster and faster until the buildup is just too much and you need to come. You want to come. You're allowed to come. Come for me as you stroke up and down, stroking faster, using your fingers to move around, to play with the head. Oh, that's a good boy. My good boy knows exactly what I want as you stroke up and down. Up and down, that's it. Come on. Good boy. Faster, 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 and come. Come for me, my little slut, my good sweet boy. My slave, my pet. Slave, you will come. Obey. Feel your cock twitching in response. Obeying. Spurting, splattering. My messy, messy boy. Good boy. My sweet boy. You must remember that that is my cock, and it will always come when I tell it to. My good boy. Just relax. Relax as I go over your bindings and unlock you from each one. Your ankles. Feeling your drifting mind relaxing and slowly waking up. With each unlocking, you feel yourself being freed. You feel your mind coming up from its haze. Your hips. Your chest. Shifting around, feeling so good. As we move to your neck. Oh, you almost miss it already, the weight there. But that's okay. You can always come back whenever you need to feel like a slave. And finally, your other arm. All movement returned to you. Free will returned to you. Knowing that all of my triggers will only come back to you if you choose to listen to one of my files. And only for those files, and only for so long as they feel good. They feel like the right thing for you. And they feel like a happy thing for you. Until then, consider yourself free of my influence for now. Free from my control. Once more, your own man. Thoughts again able to be clear and concise. Feeling so good. That's my good boy. Now wake up. Did you have fun? I had fun with you. Lots and lots of fun. Come back soon, okay? We'll have even more. And the thought might be a little scary, but don't you want to see where else I can take you?